the Inspector General of the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, the Dean of the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Human Sciences of the University of Yaoundé 1, the spokesperson for the head of the Council of Chiefs, the General Coordinator of the Council of Imams and Muslims, Dignitaries of Cameroon, the representative of MINJEC, institutional partners and civil society, experts and trainers, teachers, lecturers and researchers, students and distinguished guests. On behalf of the Cameroon National Commission for UNESCO, I am standing here in the person of Madame Lisinge Magdalene Lunga, Director of Culture and Communication. It is with great honor and sincere pride that the Cameroon National Commission for UNESCO takes the floor today. For what we are witnessing here is not an ordinary ceremony. It is the materialization of a paradigm shift that UNESCO has been calling for decades, and that the University of Yaoundé 1 has chosen to embody it here today. It is said that, in quotes, peace, if not founded in the intellectual and moral solidarity of mankind, cannot find lasting guarantee. End of quotes. UNESCO Constitution of 1945. It is an intellectual solidarity between universities, communities, between academic knowledge and individuals' knowledge, between researchers and citizens, that the BDS Angola Lab, University of Yaoundé 1, is building. We are so delighted to be witnesses and partners to this initiative. Congratulations. This initiative is a perfect harmony in UNESCO's value. What BDS Angola Lab is implementing corresponds exactly to what UNESCO defends and promotes. UNESCO's recommendation on open sciences, adopted in 2021 by member states, advocate for scientific knowledge that should be accessible to all, produced with all, and oriented towards the common good of all. The Science Shop is in this sense a concrete African and Cameroonian translation of this universal vision. It also responds to the ambitions of the International Decade of Sciences for Sustainable Development, and it's part of the dynamic of the MOST program, that is the Management Social of Transformation, which UNESCO leads to strengthen the links between social science research and public policy. What you are inaugurating here today is exactly what is applicable in our territory. The BDS Angola Lab and Sustainable Development Goals, from the perspective of the 2030 Agenda, the initiative we are celebrating is remarkable for a cross-cultural culture. It does not address a single sustainable development goal, it intersects and connects them all. For instance, the Sustainable Goal 4, which is quality education, ensures training rooted in reality, oriented towards action and entrepreneurship. Sustainable Goal 8 encourages decent work and economic growth, which enhances entrepreneurial support for students, creation of income-generating activities. Also, the Sustainable Development Goal 9 ensures industry, innovation and infrastructure, which stimulates the social and scientific innovation based on local needs. The Sustainable Development Goal 11 ensures sustainable cities and infrastructures and communities, strengthening communities through citizenship, participation, and co-creation. If we look at Sustainable Goal 17, it encourages partnership for the goals, strong alliances between universities, local authorities, civil societies, and international partners. But beyond these thematic contributions, it is above all in a deep spirit of the Sustainable Development Goals that the science shop embodies a spirit of co-creation, inclusion, reciprocity, and the recognition of all forms of knowledge, including those that academia has ignored for a long time. Let us look at the cognitive justice, an ethical and political imperative. I would like to dwell on the point that there is particularly a close connection to this, the recognition of indigenous knowledge. Sub-Saharan Africa possesses an intellectual heritage of immeasurable riches, agricultural practices adapted to local ecosystems, medical knowledge passed down through generations, community governance, and systems of remarkable effectiveness, irreplaceable ecological memory. The heritage is under threat. BDS Angola Lab, by integrating indigenous knowledge into this scientific process and recognizing its co-legality with academic knowledge, is building what is called cognitive justice. The presence of traditional authorities at this ceremony is in sense a powerful and forward-looking symbol. It is said that, according to UNESCO, cultural diversity is as necessary for humankind as biodiversity is for nature, end of quote. UNESCO Universal Declaration on Cultural Diversity, 2001. This diversity of knowledge is not obstacle to science. It is the condition for its relevance. Research that ignores knowledge of the communities it claims to serve is incomplete research. But the BDS Angola Labs understands that it is one of the major strengths. The entrepreneurial dimension of BDS Angola Lab deserves special attention from us. UNESCO firmly supports a vision of entrepreneurship that goes far beyond its economic dimension. Entrepreneurship, as we define it, is first and foremost a capacity. The capacity to mobilize one's intellectual resources to understand complex problems, bring together diverse actors, and to build a response adapted to the context. And that is what they are doing. Training our young people in this capacity is preparing them to be agents of change in their communities in Cameroon. Whether this capacity translates the creation of business, social innovation projects, the promotion of traditional knowledge, or better informed public policy, this is the direction to which BDS Angola Lab trains its students, and UNESCO can only commend it. Congratulations again. It's in that same vein that the Cameroon National Commission for UNESCO commits to support this Ogola issue. Concretely, we will facilitate exchanges with other science shops and similar structures around the world, particularly in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. We will support the documentation and dissemination of this model with UNESCO bodies, and we will work to ensure that the experience of Yaoundé University can inspire other Cameroonian and African universities. We strongly encourage BDS Ogola Lab to join UNESCO networks of chairs and research centers, which constitute ideal platforms for international visibility and multilateral scientific cooperation. We are convinced that this science shop can become a reference laboratory for the operationalization of the Sustainable Development Goals in higher education, not only in Cameroon, but across the entire Francophone African academic space and more. Education is also the mirror of a society that chooses its future. Cameroon is choosing its future today through Ogola Lab, which is an expression that the choice is made, the choice of a society that wants its science to save its life. And UNESCO will stand alongside Cameroon to ensure that this choice becomes a reality. Distinguished personalities, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your keen attention and kudos to Ogola Lab.